Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Today, we are looking at identifying sight loss in the developing world. Now, if we think of places like Africa and parts of Asia, sometimes getting to have your eyes checked or to a clinician, ophthalmologist, etc., can be extremely difficult. So how can we help people with preventable blindness? Well, there is new technology out there, smart devices, which can, save time, save lots of bulky equipment, and can be done on the move as well. We're going to be looking at the Peak App Suite, and to tell us first of all a little bit about the suite and the involvement in this, we have Dr. Dolores Conroy from the charity Fight for Sight. Dolores, now Fight for Sight raises money to give to researchers. So what part did they play in this part, seeing we're looking at technology?
Yes, Fight for Sight funded Dr. Andrew Besteros in collaboration with the Medical Research Council to undertake this an eye study in Kenya to look at back of the eye diseases. And alongside that study, he had developed this portable eye examination kit that you talked about, and he validated its usage against normal standard hospital equipment in this study in Kenya. So, you know, this is a really important new technology. You know, it's a mobile phone-based ophthalmic testing that can be done anywhere in the world and doesn't need very specialist equipment. And, you know, as you said, we have about 285 million people who are visually impaired around the world, and 40 million of those are actually blind. And we know that up to 80% of global blindness is preventable, really because people don't have access to ophthalmic care or eye testing. And, you know, these preventable diseases, or eye diseases, are things like refractive error, cataracts, that can be treated and restore sight.
Almost, Dolores, things we take for granted, say, you know, we can pop along and have our eyes checked, cataracts, very common, the most common eye procedure there is, and can restore sight. And in the developing world, that restoration of sight can make a massive difference to the individual and their families.
Absolutely, and that's why we're very excited about this device and the impact it could have for care for these people in many of these far remote areas around the world.
Now, we have with us Dr. Andrew Besteros, who is behind the app. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. So this device works through a smartphone. So what's involved? Is it all software, or is there some hardware involved as well?
Hi, yeah, so Peak is comprised of several components. We have apps which allow you to do vision tests, which include visual acuity like you might have at the opticians, contrast sensitivity, peripheral vision checks. Then we also have hardware adapters, which are low-cost adapters which fit over the phone's camera, allowing you to image inside the eye. And then we've built several systems that allow you to take that data and make sure it is given to a care provider. So to give you an example, that might be in our school screening program, where we've trained teachers to be able to assess children in schools for visual acuity. And it will automatically refer a child who hasn't passed the vision test to the local hospital, and in real time send an SMS to the parents so that they're notified. And in a very short space of time, it enables non-healthcare workers to find and identify children or adults with vision loss in the community. And just to give you some context, in the trial that we first did of using those Peak tools embedded in a system like that, 25 teachers were able to screen 21,000 children in 9 days and identified 900 with visual impairment. And all of that has built on the previous work that was generously supported by Fight for Sight.
There's some amazing figures there, Andrew, and the fact that people can be trained, as you say, like teachers, to use this, because getting specialists to perhaps some of the more outlying areas is extremely difficult, and to have this device and people trained will make a huge difference.
Yeah, indeed, and this is what we term task shifting. So when we're aware that the existing eye care resources are limited, as much as we are continually trying to expand eye care resources, we have to address the fact that they're not there now. And we do that through task shifting by enabling non-eye care workers to do some of the key roles, such as screening in the community to find people who are needlessly living with sight loss.
What about funding for this kind of thing if you're looking to roll this out? Because obviously there's the cost of hardware. Are governments in these areas keen to take this approach?
Yeah, it's a good question. So at the moment, Peak Vision has spun out as a social impact company which is owned by a charity. And our mission is to bring these tools to as many populations as we can and deliver it in a sustainable manner. And to deliver it sustainably, ultimately, we're looking at governments taking on the programs. And we have had some advanced talks, and it looks promising that by next year we'll have a comprehensive school screening program, government-funded in Botswana. And we're also looking at other partners to help us take it from pilots and trials into day-to-day practice.
Dolores, you know, part of what the Fight for Sight does is funding things, and we were talking about preventable sight loss, anything that can prevent people from losing their sight. This, from what Andrew is saying, is a massive step forward, not just for the technology itself, but the fact that non-clinicians can be trained to use this.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the really exciting thing about it, where there is a lack of healthcare workers in many communities, as Andrew said, that you can train a teacher or a worker to actually do these tests and get them read by the right people and get a really, obviously, very quick diagnosis as well. So, yes, I think it's sort of really exciting. And, of course, I suppose it could also be used in developed countries like here, that we could screen people in homes and many other ways that will be quicker for them to get their eyes tested rather than having to go to their local optometrist.
Andrew, there's huge potential, Dolores saying there, globally, not just in developing worlds. I mean, it almost seems as if there are so many roads that you could take this down, and there's so much potential to develop this further via the charity.
Yeah, I think there's an urgency, if you like, from us to really try and make an impact quickly, because there's so many people who are unnecessarily living with sight loss now. We see that there is undoubtedly value bringing it into the UK and increasing efficiency and hopefully finding more people. For us as a new organisation now, we have to really focus our energies on where can we make the greatest impact and how can we do that in a manner in the long term, which means we can achieve it sustainably, ideally not having to be grant funded beyond a certain period in time. So we're trying to work out the different models that mean we can really get this to as many people as possible.
Andrew, if people would like to find out more about the Peak Suite, is there a way they can do that, a website or whatever they can follow?
Yeah, so if you go to peakvision.org, so that's peekvision.org, our website has some details there, and there's a newsletter that can be subscribed to. And we plan on overhauling the website pretty soon because it's a little out of date, but anyone can email me through the website if they need specific details.
And Dolores, finally from yourself, then, if people would like to learn more about the work of Fight for Sight or support some of that crucial fundraising, how do they get in touch?
Yes, you can look at our website at www.fightforsight.org.uk, or you can call us on 0207 264 3903.
Dr. Dolores Conroy and Dr. Andrew Bastaris, thank you both for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.